going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Taste of some of these big guys coming out hitting them. Like, all right, you think you're going to run around our guy? How about if you get a little taste of Landon Dickerson coming right down your throat?
We'll throw it to Ayuk inside, touchdown. Samuel leading the way. Ayuk comes inside of him.
All right, 9 o'clock hour. What a great night. What a great night. Panthers just look unbelievable. Get a shutout up in Tampa Bay. Take the first two games. And now back home for a 1 o'clock game tomorrow, the draft. By the way, before we get to the draft, congratulations to Shamar Stewart from Pace High School. First-round pick out of Texas A&M, if you didn't know. Going to Cincinnati, so our one first-round pick out of South Florida. Congratulations to him. And the Dolphins getting one of the three big needs on this team as far as area of the team, Kenneth Grant. Defensive tackle out of Michigan. Michigan had two stud defensive tackles. Dolphins grabbed the second one. And I like the pick a lot. I like the position. I like he's a big physical guy with big upside. And I love the guy that's going to be coaching him. I am a big, big fan of Austin Clark, the defensive line coach. Anthony Weaver, what he did as a defensive coordinator. And giving Zach Seeler a young guy to work with will be good for this. So, and by the way, yes, he needs to come in and not play a few snaps at the end of, you know, during the game. He needs to come in and basically play the amount of snaps of a starter. And, you know, taking a little bit to get used to the – I'd recommend that Kenneth Grant get down here right away. In the old days, we used to come out of that cool weather in the Bay Area and come down here, and took a little while to get used to. A lot of throwing up, dry heaving. Dehydrated, yeah, just get yourself ready to go. Get down here and get ready to go. But, yes, he is going to play. And, hey, man, couple more picks. You just heard Woody talking about tonight for the second and third round. And then on Saturday starting at noon, I believe, is rounds 4 through 7. And the Dolphins with 2 fours and 2 fives and a couple of sevens in there. So a lot of draft picks and a lot of work to get done. I really don't want to hear about the secondary free agent market. I want to hear about draft picks. I want to hear about the priority of draft picks who can come in and play right away. I don't want to hear about the teams that are doing draft picks and playing really well, like Kansas City and the old San Francisco teams who are all Super Bowl teams. I want to hear us doing it. So that would be great. And listen, I know Chris Greer is trying to make his point with there. Oh, we can do this and that. And we've seen I know Kansas City does it. I know they're not afraid to throw a rookie in right away and play him. I see it. And I see Philadelphia one with a couple of guys in their secondary in the Super Bowl. One guy ran one back for a touchdown. I get it. Oh, well, I'd like us to do it too. Doesn't have to be our 2 or 3 years to get ready to play. Let's get him in and get him ready to go. So that's all. Not negative. You don't have to tell me that three teams like your guy behind you. Don't. That's fine. Just want our guy to be good. Don't need some kind of support of you telling us about your text messages from the teams going, you took our guy. We loved him. You don't need that. You know, fans want to see Kenneth Grant get out there and play. That's all that matters. Any of the other thing about somebody like somebody and you should have heard, you know, don't need any of the extra stuff. Don't. At this point, don't need it. Just need guys that can play. You don't have to justify it. You're making the picks. You don't have to justify anything, and here we go. Hey, we've got a lot more stuff. Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk is going to join us coming up. Stay with us. We'll be back in just a moment.
It is. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com.
All right, let's jump right out to him. Really busy Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk. And Mike, I got to tell you, never gets old, man. I enjoyed last night. I'm a little tired today, but I enjoyed last night as much as any of these drafts and a couple of late trades, an early one. For you, what was the biggest surprise about last night?
Well, I think the conviction that the Jaguars had to make that move from number 5 to number 2, investing a future first-round pick plus other stuff to get Travis Hunter, and the confidence and the willingness to embrace him as a two-way player. There is kind of a two-for-the-price-of-one vibe here because the way it works under the collective bargaining agreement and the way that rookies are paid, you don't get paid two contracts. You get paid based on where you're picked. You could be a quarterback, a pass rusher, a kicker. If you're picked second overall, that's the contract you get. So if you're going to be on the field every single play, offense, defense, special teams, if that's what you want to do and you've got no qualms with playing extra, that's fine. And it becomes a good business proposition for the Jaguars. And it continues into the fifth-year option. He's not going to get paid for two full-time positions if he's playing full-time offense and defense. Franchise tag. There's no receiver slash cornerback franchise tag. Mm. It's going to be one or the other. So it's a smart financial move if you think that this guy is going to thrive at two different full-time positions. And it also makes the Jaguars something that they have not been in a very long time. It makes them relevant and it makes them interesting, and it will make people not roll their eyes and sigh when they see that the Jaguars are in a primetime game.
Yeah, it was a big buzz. There's no question. If I was a fan of Jacksonville, I'd have been fired up. The only thing I'll say, Mike, and I don't know if you agree or not, but you can't play. There's no way you can play 140 snaps a game and stay healthy for 17 games. You agree with that, right?
Let's see.
Wow, Mike.
This guy's a unicorn, Joe. I think he should have the right. He's earned the right to try it. The Jaguars apparently think he can do it. And I think it's for him to decide that this is too much mentally. John Harbaugh, the Ravens coach, said last week, there aren't enough hours in the day to properly prepare. okay, maybe for most there aren't. Maybe Travis Hunter can do it.
Yeah.
He's just a football player. I love the throwback element here. You're right. Staying healthy is going to be a risk. And that's what makes a second contract even more delicate, because if you're going to pay this guy as both a receiver and a corner, you are magnifying the injury risk. You are putting two in one. You can get injured on offense. You can get injured on defense. So we'll see. Hey, he did it at Colorado, and nobody thought he could. Let's see if he can do it at the NFL level. I think sometimes we sell these guys short as to what they possibly can do. We put them in boxes, and we move on. This is a guy that may defy some of that thinking.
The only thing I'd say to your point is I'd definitely play him some on defense, and they'll probably go after him a little bit. But how about like 70, 80 catches and then like three or four picks? It would be great for business. I'm totally with you. Hey, so moving on here, Steelers kind of, and we'll get into all the Sanders stuff, but the Steelers go, we need some help in a different position. What are the Steelers going to do before we talk about Shedeur Sanders? What's the game plan? They can't count on the guy we talk about too much.
Well, I think that, and I caught wind of some of this last night when I was trying to figure out why they didn't go Shedeur Sanders. I think they firmly believe that Aaron Rodgers is going to come play for them. And I'm told that it will happen. It's just a matter of when. I talked to somebody yesterday that believes he's going to announce it next week. I don't know when. And the person who told me with a high degree of confidence that it will happen doesn't know when, but it's going to happen. And they also need a running back, but you can get running back, a competent running back, any round of the draft. They got Jalen Warren, their current starter, undrafted. They needed an eventual Cam Hayward replacement, so it makes sense that they did what they did. And the decision not to draft Shedeur Sanders, that flows from the fact that they're all in with Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. Hey, let's talk about that one. Kept seeing the empty couch, wherever it was that they were having it with the two mics, and he ends up going to the second round. So I'm reading something yesterday. It was one of the most vicious, whoever the unnamed coach was, from entitled to he just can't play, and about 19 things wrong with him. I thought it was a little over the top myself. Like, come on, man. Whatever reason why come out and give that to somebody, I don't believe it was made up. What was your take on that? You think that was kind of the feeling of the whole league?
I think that there is, just generally speaking, a very real risk and a responsibility when it comes to giving a platform and a voice to anonymous opinion. Anonymous sources make the media world go round when it comes to facts, because there are many people who aren't in a position to put their name to the facts that they're sharing, but the facts may be accurate and the facts are relevant. These are opinions in an industry where there's a game to this. You can have people who have motivations to maybe ensure that a guy slides out of round one and we're going to get him in round two and we're going to pay him less and we're going to give up less to get him. And there is, and I've heard of this dynamic where if you really love a guy, you've got an incentive to spread some bad stuff about him. And if you don't like a guy, you've got an incentive to spread some good stuff about him. So somebody who picks in front of you will waste a pick on a guy that you don't want. I don't like it. That quote was over the top. There's a way to handle this where you characterize the input that you've gotten in terms that aren't as biting and that don't come off as personal and biased. And I just didn't like it. I didn't like it. I don't like that sharing of anonymous opinions. I think we should grant anonymity very, very sparingly. But at the same time, he wasn't drafted in round one. And I don't know if this is a chicken and the egg thing, but at the end of the day, there are enough questions about the talent to be outweighed by the concerns that his dad is going to be looming over whichever team drafts him. You know, if he has a bad game, dad have a midweek press conference at Colorado and say, yeah, well, he doesn't have any blocking. The receivers can't hold on to the football. And then that becomes a talking point. And then there's the reality that, you know, we asked Deion Sanders at the Super Bowl, Joe, under what circumstances would you coach in the NFL? He said, I would only coach my son. Okay.
Ooh,
so if you're a coach who signs off on drafting Shedeur Sanders, you're also signing your potential pink slip. That's part of it too. So I think all those factors came together and fueled the slide out of round one.
Were you surprised to see the Giants move back in for Jackson Dart? That one kind of, I had Jackson Dart just going in the second round there late going, oh boy, he's headed for a lot of these quarterbacks getting drafted in second and third round.
Yeah, you know, it all comes down to what the team thinks of the guy. And the Giants are in a weird spot here. And I would encourage, not that he would ever listen to me, I would encourage John Mara to come out today and say, I am behind Joe Shane and Brian Daboll for the long haul. They're going to have a full opportunity to develop Jackson Dart. Jackson Dart said last night, I can't wait to work with Brian Daboll. Well, you may only get to work with him for 1 year. This is where teams get to, I mean, we've seen how this goes. They get things out of whack. So, Joe, you may be hiring a new coach next year in New York who will tell John Mara to his face, Jackson Dart's my guy. And then once you get the job and the ink's dry on the 5-year fully guaranteed contract, you start the process of undermining Jackson Dart and getting your own guy in there. That happens. That happens all the time. Remember when Josh McDaniels got hired by the Broncos in, what was it, 2010, 2009? First order of business, get Jay Cutler out of here. So it happens. And I think that if they truly believe in Jackson Dart, they need to let the current regime stay long enough to get the most out of him. And here's the other thing, too, Joe. Russell Wilson, Jameis Winston, I don't think one of those guys is going to be there when week one rolls around.
Wow.
They're going to carry three active quarterbacks and then put Tommy Cutlets on the practice squad. They're going to have four guys. I don't think so. I think Winston or Wilson is going to be traded or cut before the season starts. And they said Russell Wilson's the starter going into the spring. They didn't say anything about week one. I think that Jackson Dart is going to have a chance to show that he's in a better position than either of the two guys they acquired in free agency to be the week one starter.
Mike, I know you and Chris have talked a lot about the Miami Dolphins. There's been plenty to talk about, my God, between the Jalen Ramsey thing and what's going on with Tyreek Hill and all the stuff recently that his soon-to-be ex-wife's come out with. But I did want to ask you, you see Jalen Ramsey get moved. How do you stand on that? And you think there's a chance that he ends up, the Dolphins are just like, we can't trade him. He's going to be with us.
Well, it's going to be hard to do. To go forward after Chris Greer, the GM of the team, was so open about the situation. And it's obvious there's something going on there, but there's another $20 million plus in fully guaranteed money that he's due this year. What do you do? How do you work this out? I think that this could be a situation where we have resolution after June 1, because that makes the cap hit more manageable on Jalen Ramsey. I don't want to be too critical, but give this guy a huge contract in September, and by March you're ready to move on? Like, what the hell happened?
Yeah.
There's a hell of a story to be told there as to how in the hell you come to this conclusion after making him the highest paid player at his position in September, and by March, by April, you're ready to move on. It's nonsensical. And the other thing, too, I don't know what's going to happen with Tyreek Hill. Chris Greer had said that no one had called. When Jerry Jones came out the other day and said, we're talking about a couple of substantive trades, I had somebody telling me Tyreek Hill could be one of them. Now, I tried to go down that rabbit hole, and I got nothing. I don't think it is Tyreek Hill, but that's another guy that could be traded after June 1. So I'd watch both of those guys as potential trades after June 1 because it would make the cap charge this year much smaller. It would push the rest of it into 2026 for both of those guys. And I've done the math. Like, it's $20-25 million for both guys. But if you can defer it until after June 1, you get a smaller chunk of it this year and the rest of it next year.
Dolphins end up taking a defensive tackle. They got a lot of needs, a lot of work to get done here in this draft, as well as Chris said last night, more in free agency afterwards. What did you think about the Kenneth Grant defensive tackle out of Michigan pick?
Well, I mean, with Christian Wilkins long gone, and they didn't even put the franchise tag on him and tag and trade him, they needed help at that position. And I don't know enough about Kenneth Grant personally to know what kind of attitude and edge he has, but it's well documented what the Dolphins need. They need some badasses. They need some guys who are, you know, going to play a physical game in a very physically violent way and reverse some of these narratives that aren't accidental narratives. They became narratives because this is an indication and representation of where the team is. There is a lack of toughness. There is a lack of, you know, ability to go on the road when the weather turns and win games. So they did what they had to do. And now, like with every other guy who got drafted last night, you know, and I'm not suggesting that people try to rain on the parades of the guys who get picked and they're entering the NFL and it's the culmination of their dreams. I don't think it's good form to use that occasion to say, hey, there's a chance this guy's going to suck. But Joe, we know for every guy taken last night, there's a chance this guy's going to suck. It may not be his fault. It may be the circumstance. It may be right. The teammates. It may be the coaching. It may be the owner. It may be something. But when you look back over history, you look back at these names, you know, there's a mystical, magical quality to the draft before the picks are used and right after they're used, because every guy's a potential Hall of Famer. But as we get farther and farther from the using of the picks, reality sets in. Then we start playing the games. We see who can play. We see who can't play. You just go back and look at last year's draft. Look at the year before that. Look at the year before that. Scroll through the first round picks. And it's like, man, you know, I can't believe I was excited about this guy. That's what happened. So we find out when we find out. And we always find out when you put that guy on the field across from NFL caliber competition, what does he do when he's in that spot?
Hey, Mike, before I let you go, the commissioner, every year, and the zillion people again last night, just phenomenal, the amount of people in Green Bay. He gets booed nonstop. Does it piss him off? I always wonder, does it after a while, or does he just think it's part of the game? And I always wonder, is Roger Goodell, because sometimes he seems like after he comes back out, he gets booed again, like enough's enough, man. Come on.
Well, and you can tell when he's upset because his eyes get real narrow, right? He gets kind of like beady-eyed, blue steel. If it bothers him, it doesn't bother him enough to give up that platform. I've said in the past, they should just go hire somebody from Hollywood, like, you know, somebody with a really good voice, a really deep voice, who can, you know, some local hero, just somebody. You could find somebody for every draft who would be the perfect MC of the draft and who's not going to mispronounce any names, isn't going to get booed, is going to get cheered, right?
Mike, he loves it too much. No question. No question. Coming out on the bike and hugging all those first round picks, and we always have a good laugh. Mike, thank you, man. Really appreciate you coming on.
Thanks, Joe, buddy. Have a good week.
Mike Floro from Pro Football Talk joining us this morning. Talk a little bit. Hey, Omar Kelly from Miami Herald, Dolphins columnist. Got some thoughts? We'll have him joining us next.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left. Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.